Good Friday, everybody. Welcome into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Excited to get this one rocking and rolling today. A lot to break into. It is a big NFL football weekend. Obviously, we have the national championship game on Monday. We have the FCS national championship game tomorrow. We are efforting to get Kevin Marshall. We know Kevin very well, host of FCS Nation Radio. We carry that program here on KFKA, so looking to get him on as Montana State goes head-to-head with North Dakota State. Now, this is intriguing on so many different levels to me. Obviously, you have a Big Sky Conference game or a Big Sky Conference team in the mix. So I know Angel's already thinking, how do we make sure it's not Montana State next year and UNC? I was going to ask Kevin, how far away could the Bears be? Hey, it's cool when you see a team in the Big Sky Conference. It's also interesting to me because the defensive coordinator for Montana State, Freddie Banks, is going to be the next defensive coordinator for CSU. So pretty pumped to see what happens there. I have some CSU stories that I want to get into today as well. Kevin Lytle tweeting out about 3 hours ago that Fort Collins high school football players, who you've heard about on this station a lot, Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talked about these guys and covered their games. Those players, Dorian McGarity and Dante Johnson, had previously committed to CSU. They were not reoffered after the coaching change. I think they were like big-time scholarships, too, like full-ride type scholarships. Kevin posted another tough example of the business end of college football that impacts many. Great kids excited to see their future. I've got a lot of thoughts on this, too. Because as we talked to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, yesterday, just about how crazy the college landscape is with the transfer portal, with the name, image, and likeness, with, well, now COVID's rescheduling. And then this side of it. This is the side of it that, you know, we don't talk about near as much when there is a massive coaching change. And because of the transfer portal, it does make it easier to, I think it makes it easier to say, I don't want those other guys on that were committed under Addazio. Because you saw how many Nevada, what is it, like 11 or so? How many Nevada players enter the transfer portal to end up coming over to CSU? So you're going to see this more where it was kind of a rarity. You're going to see this left and right because new coaching staff comes in and they're going to want their guys. And there is no, I also think this adds more pressure to a coach like Jay Norvell. Don't you think? Because now you don't get the excuse necessarily of saying, well, you got to wait 2 to 3 years until they get all their guys in. You're getting your first draft, your first signing class, which some of them will play, some of them won't, depending on transfers. But now you're getting transfers coming over. So you're instantly getting, you know, like their quarterback, for example, transferred right over. That guy's probably going to be the starting quarterback for Nevada. So you are getting that excuse doesn't go away necessarily, but it doesn't have as much power as it used to, because we used to say you got to give a head college coach, you know, 2, 3, 4 years until you really start putting the pressure on him, depending on how things go. Well, because of the transfer portal, I think that the pressure, depending on how you want to look at it, changes, because you can't really use the excuse of, well, he's got to build it up. He doesn't have any of his guys there. Well, now he does have those guys there. So, all right, cool. We got a lot. I think that's interesting, though, the Montana State connection. Certainly interesting going forward to see how that obviously impacts the issue with the defensive coordinator, Freddie Banks. Joining me now, Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation Radio. You hear that right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Kevin, my friend, great to finally get you on the program.
Well, it's been a long time, and I'm really happy to be on with you, Brady. Really love the fans there in Greeley, and I think y'all are building something really special there with Ed McCaffrey. A couple of years from now, wouldn't shock me if y'all were down here.
You know, my producer on the other side of the glass, Angel, is just he's got the biggest grin on his face. He's a diehard Bears fan. So hearing you say that, I mean, that just made his day, my friend. It made his year, probably.
Well, look, Big Sky teams can get here. The path is set. You can avoid some teams that are really good on the schedule and, you know, host home games. And if you can do that, man, the road is clear to Frisco. It just goes through Bozeman and Missoula and Cheney and hopefully through Greeley here now in the next few years.
Boy, wouldn't that? And I want to talk to you. I want to follow up on that at some point, too, because I'd definitely love to get your thoughts, you know, just on what you're seeing with Coach McCaffrey and all that. Obviously, things were crazy for him coming in with the COVID year and such, but I do want to get your thoughts overall. But let's look at this game first and foremost. I was talking about the connection with Montana State. Obviously, Freddie Banks, CSU fans. We talk a lot of CSU football here. CSU football fans probably are going to be watching this game with vested interest, you know, because of what Freddie Banks did with Montana State.
That's a really good defensive group, and they've made him look really good. He puts them in the right positions. They close well. I mean, any defense that has Troy Anderson and Daniel Hardy on it, you know, is going to be a good defense. But the defensive line is solid. They're getting guys back that they haven't had in a while. Didn't play against South Dakota State even. And some guys who have been out since the second and third week of the season. This three-week period is huge because both of these teams are going to be as healthy as they've been since week one.
We're talking to Kevin Marshall, host of FCS Nation Radio. And I want to point out, it's the only nationally syndicated radio show about the football championship subdivision. So I know a lot of our fans here, a lot of our UNC listeners certainly appreciate what you do. And now putting all this coverage into this game. And these are two outstanding football teams. Obviously, to get this far, to get to the championship, you have to be. But those teams, you know, you put them up against a lot of teams at the FBS level. And I think they're doing some miraculous things, as we've seen, actually.
Well, look, the Wyoming game, I'm still not really sure what happened there at the end for Montana State. You know, you're supposed to stop the clock at a first down, and that didn't happen. And they were, you know, look, they gave Wyoming all they wanted, and I think we all saw in the bowl game that that's a pretty solid football team. I mean, what's the common denominator there? Well, there's an NDSU link there, too. It was Craig Bohl who started all this running here for national championships at NDSU, and he was the head coach there. So these two teams, they match up extremely well, Brady. The line play on both sides is as solid as you're going to find in this subdivision, and there are guys playing on the defensive line and offensive line for both of these teams that probably should be playing at FBS schools. But maybe they weren't as good coming out of high school as they are right now. That's what one of the great things about our subdivision is that it's about player development. You look at a high school senior and you think, what's he going to look like 5 years down the line? At the P5 and now even the G5 level, those guys have to be able to come in and compete right then. The development isn't there. So you're going to look at a bunch of guys who have been in the program for a while, have bought in, and these are the results, playing for all the marbles tomorrow at high noon from Frisco, Texas.
High noon, I love it. Well, let's switch over to North Dakota State as far as some of those key players. And as you mentioned, they got that offensive line, they got the D-line, which, again, if you have your offensive line set and your defensive line set, you're going to be able to do a lot of things on the football field. But talk to us about that quarterback play with Cam Miller, about 1,300 yards. The guy doesn't throw many interceptions, does he?
No, he doesn't, and it's just a story in perseverance. They brought in two Power 5 transfers to beat him out for the job,
Wow. And
all he's done is be the last man standing with the starting quarterback job. So that's outstanding, right? As easy as it is to get in the transfer portal now when things don't go your way. But he needs to be able to just get those really short pitch and catch things that are really a part of the NDSU offense. If he can have time to complete those, you know, maybe some screen passes, because, look, Montana State's defense is going to be in his face all day, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they try to neutralize that. I think you do it with screen passes, draw plays, you know, things to use their aggressiveness against them. He's a good player, but if you can get him off his spot, he will make a mistake or two.
Well, and he can move around a little bit, too. You know, I think he had over 200 rushing yards last time I checked. So he can move, and that's another thing. When you have those weapons, when you have that ability, and as you said, if you can do these different kind of draw plays, screen plays, having that ability to move around the pocket quickly, I mean, you're going to have to, like you said, because Montana State, that defense is tough, and they'll be coming at him.
Look, and on the other side, I mean, is there a better story in the country in college football this year than Tommy Mellott? I mean, the Montana State quarterback who started every game for them gets in the transfer portal 48 hours before their first playoff game. And what does this young man from Butte come in and do? Oh, you know, he just, you know, beat the defending national champion on their field, and it wasn't even close. So, and then, you know, you do what you do against Tennessee Martin. And then, you know, everybody saw what happened against South Dakota State. We're watching a young man grow up right in front of our faces. And, look, I've been in Montana now. This is my 10th winter. And when you move from South Carolina to Montana, you have a tendency to measure your time by the winters. It's a very significant event every year in your life, right? I've learned that you don't really bet against boys from Butte, Montana. They're just a little bit different there.
No question about it. I mean, when it comes to football, my goodness, it's just one of those tough nosed teams. I love that you point out these kids too that, you know, either stick out the transfer portal craze or they utilize it to their benefit. Both teams have those examples, and that is such a hot and heavy topic now. But you're seeing, hey, on the quarterback side for North Dakota State, a guy that, you know, waits it out, bides his time, and ends up excelling, and look where he's playing this Saturday. And then another guy that, you know, looking for new opportunities, comes over to Montana State, and look what you have there. So I love both of those storylines going into this one.
Look, that's one of the things about this level of football, Brady. You know that most of these kids are easy to root for. You know, it's not outsized of what it is. You know, it's really a good level of college football. Most of these kids are the type of kids you wouldn't mind having at your supper table. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. 24 teams, and their national champion is the last team to win a game. We have an 8-seed team playing for the national championship. And you know, at the next level, we have two teams from the same conference playing for the national championship. So, I mean, I don't want to say what is superior or what's better. I think everybody would know what my opinion is on that anyway.
I tend to agree with you, because I've been about, you know, the 4-14 playoff thing was a start, but I've always been of this mindset where you just open this whole thing up, and maybe this spreads everything out as far as recruiting, but open this whole thing up. Let's, like you just said, you could have an eight seed get in. We need to build some of that playoff excitement that we're seeing at the FCS level. I absolutely love the idea of obviously expansion upon the playoffs, but where win your conference, and it means more than a conference championship. Win your conference, and you could be in the playoffs. I've been about expanding this thing to whatever it is, 16 teams if we need to. I think it's fantastic.
Look, you know, conference champion, you ought to be playing for something besides,
right,
the, you know, a very cold night in Shreveport, Louisiana, 15 days before Christmas. And that's nothing against Shreveport. I'm sure it's a fine town, you know, but there's got to be something that they can do up at the next level to combine the bowls with the playoff, with a true playoff system. Because look, they're missing out on money, and that's not something that the NCAA does very often, is it? That's not an organization that's known for stepping over dollars to pick up nickels, you know, which is kind of seems what they're doing right now. So, but look, in a country that's as divided as we are, the one thing that brings everybody together is our dislike of the NCAA, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. We can, no matter what, we can find something to argue about when it comes to the NCAA. You're exactly right on that. And there's so many things nowadays, too. Again, we had the voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, on yesterday talking about the transfer portal and NIL and how athletic directors are frustrated with the NCAA as a whole. And then you factor in the frustration going on with the lack of more playoff games, expanding this thing faster. I think there's a lot of angst towards the NCAA.
Look, and when you have a kid who's a quarterback at a P5 school who says, hey, I'm going to enter the portal, but I might come back to the place where I'm at right now. I mean, that's called free agency, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we should call things what they are. Words should have a meaning, right? You enter the transfer portal, but I'm still considering going back to where I am right now. I'm just going to test the water. You know, that's what guys have to play 7 or 8 years in the NFL to be able to do, right? But in college, you can do it now. $50,000 to sign as the offensive lineman for Texas. And the NCAA has kind of said, well, everybody clamored for this forever. Well, we're going to do it and then get out of the way. And that seems to be what's happening. Very little guidance, very little what are the rules. They just pretty much have opened up Pandora's box and said, this is what you wanted. And I guess you just follow it under, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Well, and I do think you said regulation. That's the key thing for me is I've been one of those guys that I think we can find a way to work it, but it can't be the wild, wild west out here. You know, you can't just throw, like you said, $50,000 for an offensive lineman. It's crazy. There's got to be some kind of regulation when it comes down to it. So it'll be interesting if after year one of this experiment with the NIL thing, things do tighten up. So what are your thoughts here, my friend, Kevin? Again, talking to Kevin Marshall of FCS Nation and let's, you know, give me your thoughts. Give me your picks here.
I like Montana State in this game, and so did my co-host Chris Callum. And Chris is a Big Sky homer, so he had kind of a dog in the fight, right? I'm not. I'm a Citadel and SoCon homer, you know. But so it's interesting to me that, you know, Vegas says 7.5-point favorite for Montana State. I like Montana State to win the game. I think the Bobcats win 24-17, bring the hardware back to Bozeman. And send a lot of people who I'm looking at right now and buys in green and gold back to Fargo very unhappy.
24-17. And I know, hey, if you're a Bears fan, you're rooting for Montana State. You're rooting for a Big Sky rep because you're looking at it saying, hey, that's going to be the team next year. We find a way to upset that team, and maybe big things are in store for us. Your thoughts, because I know you talked about McCaffrey, and obviously the name McCaffrey comes with so much. This season was, you know, it wasn't quite what they wanted to, but if you were expecting, you know, 5, 6, 7 wins from this team, that'd be tough because UNC has struggled for so many years. Ernest Collins Jr., love the guy, just could never get it right. I think he had a couple of winning seasons, but for the most part, it was a train wreck. So there was a lot to overcome. That being said, do you see McCaffrey and company overcoming this and getting better even as soon as next season?
Yes, they will be better next year. You were better this year than you were the year before. But I think we've seen that with FCS playoffs and with the so-called college football playoff of 4 teams up at the next level, that you can be real sexy on offense and want to throw it 55 times and break the scoreboard with the amount of yards you have. But none of those teams are still playing, are they? The teams that are still playing are the ones that can run the ball and play defense. I think if Northern Colorado can avoid trying to be what Montana State was under Rob Ashe, where, you know, they were lighting up the scoreboard, scoring 50 points, but they were losing 54-51. You know, the way you win in FCS football, you take the NDSU model, run the football, play defense, win the specialty teams, and you, too, have an opportunity to win a national championship.
Yeah, wouldn't that be – again, you're making my producer back there pumped up. He's doing push-ups back there in the production room. Kevin, my friend, I love the pick. I'm with you. I'm going with Montana State as well. Throw out that Twitter handle because you do a great show. And you know what? Nobody else does this like you guys do. Obviously, the only nationally syndicated radio show. And it's so well-needed because there's so many excellent football teams and coaches and players and storylines to follow along when it comes to all things FCS.
Well, you can follow us on Twitter at FCS Nation Radio and the number one, at FCS Nation Radio, the number one. And we're really happy and proud to be on there in Greeley. It's an investment that I'm very glad to see that y'all are making in your local team. And it's our job to make you understand how your local team fits into the national picture. And we really enjoy doing it, and we're very, very happy to be on there. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it, y'all.
Kevin, looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to the game, my friend. And we'll love to catch up with you very soon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Brady.
All right, Kevin Marshall. There he is, FCS Nation Radio. He likes Montana State 24-17. I can go with that. I think I can get behind that.
I'm okay with saying the Bears lost the FCS champion.
There you go. Hey,
we got him at home this season or next season. So let's go.
Yeah, schedule's out too. I'm looking at. It was a rough game for UNC that one for sure. But you know what? Yeah, got to start
you
somewhere.
Take what you can get. They
scored 7 on him. They did get 7 on maybe the national champs, Angel. 25 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Later on, we're going to bring my whole show player of the week, presented by Red Wing Shoes, Drew Cuxhausen, who had 7 three-pointers the other night in that monster win over Southern Utah. The Bears get back at it tomorrow at Bank of Colorado Arena. So we're going to talk to Drew coming up shortly. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.